It's Earth Day week here on KYMN Radio, and we've been celebrating it by talking to a whole bunch of environmental do-gooders in the Northfield area. And to finish this week's series, we're talking with the event organizers of the Northfield Earth Day celebration. So joining me now in studio is Mary Jo Cristoforo. Good morning.
Hi.
And Sarah Fortner, also, which I'm sure listeners have heard, will recall hearing earlier this week from Carlton, joining us again. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Logan.
Thank you both for being here. I want to start your celebration kind of, we're recording this on Tuesday, but people will hear this on a Friday, and your first event of the celebration is this evening. You want to tell us a little about the dance you have going on tonight?
Yeah, so it's kind of a tradition with Earth Day that we have a contra dance before as a kickoff event, and just kind of brings the energy up and gets people excited to show up the next day. So that's happening at 7 o'clock at Armory Square. Mm-hmm. We are asking for a free will donation if folks want to give. And yeah, it's going to be a great time. There's some teaching beforehand. Mm-hmm. So right at 7, folks will kind of learn some of the moves that you need. But it's kind of like square dancing, but in lines.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's all I can describe it. Yeah, and I'm not a talented dancer at all, and it's a lot of fun.
Great. So that's exactly what I was hoping to hear, because I'm also not in what I'd call a talented dancer category, but it sounds like it's a simple, easy way for a lot of people to join in.
Right? Oh, for sure. Yeah. It's family-friendly folks. Yeah, they're just little swings and little moves that you kind of do down the line, and it's really very simple. So anybody can join. Yeah.
Well, and then we move on to Saturday. You have events running almost all day at Armory Square. When do we start, and what's all going on?
So we are actually starting, the first workshop event is at 9:30, which is up at the Carlton Arb, so they'll be planting trees up there. But most of the workshops are starting at 11 a.m. That's a little bit different this year, as we've often done our workshops earlier in the day, and now we're doing the event and the workshop simultaneously. And so we're just hoping that folks will show up and be able to do a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm. And some of these workshops, do you need to sign up, or can you just show up and join?
I would say all except the Carlton Arb Service Project. So that there is a sign up link to sign up, because they have limited numbers that they can, folks that can attend or participate. But all the other workshops are not a sign up. So they're free and open to everyone.
Yeah. So. Is there any new events this year with the Earth Day celebration or important events you really want to highlight as well?
Well, I love that we have some of our traditional things, like indigo dyeing is always really popular, so that's back. But we do have some rain barrel workshop that CRP is going to be putting on, which is super exciting. Folks that attend that workshop will learn how to put that rain barrel together, and then there'll be a drawing at the end for someone to get that rain barrel. So that's pretty exciting. And nesting platforms, that's Cannon Valley Makers are going to be doing nesting platforms out of cedar. And that's going to be happening like up in, that's a little bit different in that where the exhibitors are upstairs at 11 o'clock, they'll be kind of tucked in the corner, as well as a mending workshop that folks can bring their clothes that they need mended, and there'll be a bunch of menders there to just mend them up. So that's really exciting too.
Yeah. So it sounds like when you walk in Armory Square, there's a whole bunch of exhibits you can go see, and also workshops you can go see, correct?
Right. So some of the workshops will be outside. Some of them will be in the basement. Some of them will be in the main event floor on Armory Square. And all of that information and what time those are happening are on our website, which is Northfield Earth Day. .com. Yeah.
All right. Wonderful.
Yes.
And of course,
changed a couple times.
One of the biggest events, or maybe it's appropriate calling it the flagship event, the headliner, if you will, is the flooding forum you guys have happening at 3 o'clock, correct?
Yes.
Yes. You want to talk a little bit about this flooding forum?
Yeah. So we're really excited to talk about climate resiliency. The forum is called Let's Adapt Flooding and Resiliency in Northfield. Mm-hmm. And Mayor's wife will kick us off and talk a little bit about the city's climate action and how she's thinking about resiliency, and then introduce a panel of people who are engaging in riverfront development, education activities, and trying to build community because as we have climate change happening, one of the key impacts that we see and feel in our community is the more increased floods that are happening. So, for example, over the last 100 years, six of the largest floods happened in the last 15 years. Mm-hmm. So we're having an increase in the intensity of rainfall, especially in the spring. And really, like, as a long-term thing, we know that the sort of mutual aid network and support that people showing up and helping is important now. But over the longer run, the riverfront development to support new infrastructure, both gray and green, is really important. So it's a chance for us to ask questions about that, to hear a little bit about the climate change part of it, to hear a little bit about other work in resiliency. The folks that will be involved include myself talking a little bit about climate change. And then the city will be there. James McDermott, the water quality technician, has provided slides that Sean Simonson, the engineering manager, will share. And then Jennifer Tonka will be there talking about some other watershed projects that have supported reducing flood impacts. And then Carleton students will be there. And they will be presenting a little bit about water quality and water health, because as we think about climate resiliency, we also are thinking about the broader water quality and water issues that are important to people. So what are the discussions we should be having to address this in a way that is sustainable and helpful to our community?
So with this panel discussion, is this mostly a presentation? Is there going to be an opportunity for questions to learn more? Is it a mix of both of that?
Yeah, well, we are keeping our presentation short.
Wonderful, okay.
And we want to hear from people, and the city actually has a way of collecting input, too, into their riverfront development project. So we will actively do that, and I think we will also be promoting future climate action discussions around city activities or things that the community can do, so that once you attend Earth Day, and feel inspired, can maybe connect back up with some of the clubs or groups that are active on work throughout the year.
And that's always our goal at Earth Day, is to connect folks with other actions that are happening, not just on Earth Day, but throughout the year, for sure.
I was going to say, there are many great organizations here, some of them that we've interviewed this week. We've got, and many, many more. There's Carleton will be there, the Rotary Club, Clean River Partners. I think you have a whole list of organizations that are going to be there that you want to kind of shout out.
Yeah, sure. Well, first of all, I just wanted to say that, because it connects with what Sarah's saying, is that that our theme is Down with Extreme Weather, We Can Do This Together. And, I just saw on the news the other day that there's some cuts going to happen to weather balloons, and and it's just the impact for us to know what's happening to our weather is really pertinent. So the more we can be on top of it, I think, the better. And so that's an exciting thing to get together locally and be able to share those things with each other. So the exhibitors that are going to be in the afternoon, well, not in the afternoon, but starting at 11, that goes from 11 to 2:30 in the main hall at the Armory, are some of our amazing local organizations that have a lot to share in terms of connecting to different projects and what they're doing and how you can, as an individual, really make a difference. So like you said, Carleton College. We have Clean River Partners going to be there. We've got Curbside Compost. We've got Northfield Rotary Club. Just Food Co-op will be there. Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. We have young people involved with the Northfield High School Environmental Club. Rice County Soil and Water Conservation District will be there. So lots of folks sharing our roots, Straits Heating and Cooling, talking about geothermal and all other kinds of things that you can do, buying, really environmentally friendly appliances. And we've got all kinds of stuff. So that's just to name a few. So,
yeah, it sounds like it's an incredible event with just plenty of activities and resources to learn more. And You know, when I started the series of interviewing the environmental do-gooders in Norfield, I said I could probably do this series 3 or 4 years and not overlap an organization and have five unique organizations every year. And that's truly incredible. And I think you're going to see a lot of them at this event.
Yeah, it is our 16th annual this year. So we're excited to be able to, we call it our perennial celebration.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And so also on the street, we have local farmer market vendors that will be there. We've got lots of folks. Delicious Pupas will be there as a food truck. We've got Ruth's Kitchen. We've got Joe Mama's barbecue sauce and seasoning. We've got the Soup Pixie, Allison Wonderland Acres, to name a few as well. So we're excited to have those folks in tents down the street, because the street from 5th to 6th will be closed.
Sure.
Also, the Booker will be there. There's going to be a lot of kids' activities happening. So Earth-Friendly Stories will be happening along with Big Bubbles and, like I said, Indigo Dyeing. And we've got some seed mud balls that are going to be made this year.
A seed mud ball. I'm going to have to figure out what that is.
Yeah. So they'll be sticking milkweed in these mud balls, and then kids can take them out and just like throw them into the ditch.
And it spreads seeds.
They want. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah. Well, anything else about the Norfield Earth Day celebration? Any other events, people, organizations, or such you want to shout out? Either one of you.
Well, I think that most importantly, we want to share our sponsors, because we can't do this event without our sponsors. Our event sponsors, Novel Energy Solutions, which we're so, so grateful to, and our gold sponsors, which are Carleton College, which has always been so supportive of us, Armory Square, that's helping us with the cost of Armory Square, Northfield Rotary Club, and of course the City of Northfield, which we're really, really appreciative of. And then our silver sponsors are Curbside Compost, Just Food Co-op, and then also supporting us, Citizens Climate Lobby, Clean River Partners, Deaf Friendly Biz, League of Women Voters of Northfield and Cannon Falls, and a lot of other folks that are doing in-kind sponsorships as well. So thank you to everyone. We couldn't do it without you.
Yes.
Yeah, it's important to celebrate now. I think there's a lot happening in climate change world now and climate action. And a lot of our work that we are doing now is really at this scale. So it's great to see people show up.
Yeah. We also have live music that's going to be happening on the street. So come down. You can come down and listen to some local folks that are going to be singing. And yeah, it'll be a great time. So we're hoping for a lot of folks to just, and it looks like it might be good weather. I mean, I never look at the weather until the day before, but
it's nice inside anyway. It's not.
That's right. Exactly.
Well, NorfieldEarthDay.com, and it runs all day Saturday from basically 11 to
2:30. And then the panel will happen from 3 to 4.
Well, wonderful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us, both of you, and have a great Easter day.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing this series.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Logan.